bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
found the peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace that I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace of what I can't control. I got a joy. I found a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
At the wheel in the middle of the week, John talked about it. Him the book of the seven seals. Some call him the Rose of Sharon. Others call him the Prince of Peace. But tell me,
change things. Yes, it will. I know prayer will. Thank you, Jesus. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask in His name. I know prayer will, yes it will, change pain. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer will, hallelujah. It will change pain. Yes it will. I know prayer. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask in His name and live by His command. I know prayer will, it will change things. Hallelujah. Let me say it, boy. Prayer will. Hallelujah. It will change things. Can I get a witness?
I'm trying. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Standing here thinking about you, and you've been good to me, and I thank you every morning, getting out of my bed. So people dying everywhere, but I'm still here. Tell you how blessed I am right now. I called my mother and she said, hello. You, Dad, have been gone a while now, but I thank you that your mama's still alive. And the reason I'm grateful right now, Jesus, people sick of
I'm can I welcome you in? You're the host, I am the guest. How can I tell you to move when you're already working here in this room? How could the clay say to the potter, why did you make me this way? And how could time stay through eternity? Get on my schedule, 'cause you're running late. You are holy, holy. You already spoken over me. Hey. Tell me, why would I beg for a blessing when you already told me to believe? Oh, and I don't want to cry for your favor when it's already something given to me. Oh, I'm done with all of my complaining, 'cause all of my worries I give unto thee. You are. Come on.
Holy, you are holy.
Woo.
Holy.
Come on, all over the world, say.
In heaven we cry.
Whoa.
just want you. I just want you. We just want you. We just want you, yeah. We just want you. We just want you. Say.
Y'all mean this thing. Don't give up. Don't give in.
Don't.
You're tuned in to the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Come on, say it with me.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
One more time.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Can I sing it to you how he gave it to me? I want to sing it to you how the Lord gave it to me.
Yeah. I shall rise. I shall be. I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall
thank you.
is exalted. Never be defeated. Never be defeated. Come on, say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Yes, sir.
Never be defeated.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
music. Come on, break out of your pot. Say it because. Come on, somebody celebrate a victorious God. And because God is the greatest power. And because God is the greatest power. And because God is the greatest power. I need some undefeated people to open up your mouth and Shabbat the Lord in this place. Come on. That to say, I know how the circumstances may look, and I know how the circumstances may seem, but there is victory against all odds, because God is the greatest power.
No matter what goes, back. We're about to take it back. Back.
I can live without you.
Y'all ain't forgot that one, haven't you? I know I'm old school and I'm probably the oldest one up here, but y'all ain't forgot that one. Help me sing that one.
There is no way. My. I can go on.
Y'all forgive, I feel like I'm back in Bibb County. I feel like I'm back home on Pebble Street. Y'all help me say, hurt is not too much.
Hurt is not too much.
My.
For me to stay.
Listen, y'all just praise them on this last Sunday. There is no way.
I can live without you.
I wish y'all type that in the comments. Don't spectate, y'all help participate. Say there is no way.
There is no way.
Him glory. Give Him glory.
Oh, my, 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 listen. Listen.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer. God is doing something right now. For many of you today, listen clear. The Lord is moving in our presence. And the Lord is opening doors for each man, woman, boy, and girl. He is moving with a power of glory that is shaking the enemy's territory, that he's pushing him back into the place where he belonged. Because of the power of the Almighty God, He has given us that same power to tread over serpents, to lay hands on the sick, that they shall recover. He has given us that same power and ability to receive the wisdom and knowledge from the Almighty God. So if you are today in a place that you're ready for greater elevation, greater anointing, greater desire to do the will of God, then you are ready to walk into your destiny greater than ever before. His presence is moving so powerful that many of you really will not have to wait to 2017. He's already opening up the doors that you can walk in before 2017. He's making a pathway of righteousness for those who have turned and walked away from him to come back. Today is the day of restoration. Today is the day of security. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of blessings. And the rivers are flowing right now in your presence. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You have to understand, my brothers and sisters, when you begin to go into the spiritual realm of God, there is something takes place in your spirit that literally causes you to bow and worship and praise him and magnify his name. It is the spirit of the Almighty God that he said, I shall be in you a river of water, springing up like a river of water. His spirit dwells within you, and it's in you, and because it's in you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The enemy wants you to think that all this is going on in the world, there is no hope, there is no way out. But he's already made a way out for you. He's already made a pathway straight for you. He has already opened up the doors for you because of the Son that he gave up for a sinner like you and I, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. That's what he did for you. When he opened up that door, he made that way for you, that you can walk into the everlasting kingdom of the Almighty God. He's gone already to prepare a place for you, that where he go, that you may go also. In his Father's house is many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. Today he's letting you know, don't worry about what all this that they are wrestling about, these material things that's on the grounds of this world. Because there is a greater. There is a place that you will not have no more pain. There is a place that you won't have to worry about finances. Oh, my goodness. God is so good. Today, we're going to pray, and I want you to join in with me. I've been sharing forth to let others know, even in the midst of this time that we're dealing with, and we're seeing all this has taken place through the media, we're seeing all the different controversies and all the negative about the campaigning for a presidential seat here in 2016. But what we don't see is what God is doing in the spirit. And the enemy wants you to get off focus and focus on the campaign and not focus on God. But I'm here to tell you today, don't allow the political things that are taking place get you caught up in it, and you're missing out on what God's doing in the spirit. Because where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I don't care how many times many of us we go and cast in our vote. I don't care how many vote. There will not be liberty unless it's with God. Come on, somebody. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's restoration. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's peace. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's understanding. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is unity. God wants you to have unity today. God wants you to show forth your love today. God is ready right now. For many of you have been praying for that breakthrough, for that healing, for that deliverance, for that loved one that you're asking God that their eyes will be open and they shall come back in repentance in the name of Jesus. God is ready to open up some doors today. And I believe that's you right now, wherever you are, if you're listening by way of the airways. I believe by faith in the name of Jesus, from the north, south, east, and west, this is your day and your opportunity to walk into your newness with Christ. Let us begin to pray today. I feel something going on in the spirit today. I believe there's something going on today that God is surely, surely, surely to come. And where will he find you when he come back? I believe today that many of us, we that have given our life to Christ, and many of us have said that we love God, but we can't even love our brother. We can't even love our neighbor. We can't even love our family members. Come on, somebody, help me. God is love. He wants us to start showing more love. All right, to God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, glory to God. Come on and go with me right now. Glory to God. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as thou come on this wonderful day, thanking you, God, for your son Jesus. And as thou come in the name of Jesus, we willingly surrender to you this day. And we submit ourselves to you as a vessel for your glory. Lord, fill us with your oil of your anointing, that it will give us the strength that we need to continually walk day by day. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing and the things that you're about to do. For eyes have not seen and ears have not heard about the wonderful, marvelous things that you're doing in the spirit. So we thank you right now, God, for your spirit dwelling within us. We thank you right now, God, for your peace that brings forth understanding. We thank you, Lord, for all that you will be in our presence, filling us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet with the passion to receive and understand who you are. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for the small things that we don't even sometimes even admit, don't even recognize. We thank you for the creation that you have placed in our presence that many walk away and don't even observe. The sky, the sun, the moon, the flowers, the grass, the trees, the birds that sing, the bees that sing, the small animals that you have made to be a blessing to many of us. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you right now, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We right now recognize that if it had not been for you giving up your son that died on the cross and shedded his blood we wouldn't be here today. But he got up on the third day and he rose from the dead. And that same power that he rose with, he has given us the power to walk into the presence of the Almighty God. So we say thank you, Lord, for the power. Lord, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus. For many hearts are hurt today. Many hearts are pulled and torn, and they have bitterness because of their past generation, their past lineage that they have dragged all the way into 216. But we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We call them out, every time-consuming spirit, time-consuming spirit that literally caused those to be late for even church, for even their job. It caused them to be late for wherever they go. That time-consuming spirit, we call you out right now and command you in the name of Jesus to dry up and go back to the places where you belong. For the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. We come against every beastly nature, beastly spirit that has risen up and caused man or woman to draw to that beastly nature, for it is not of God. We speak to it with the power of the Almighty God that it shall cease and no longer manifest. In the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit right now and command it to go in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against it. The blood of Jesus is against it. We speak to that murdering spirit. That spirit has risen from the north, south, east, and west, and it is not of God. It is of the enemy. We come against that spirit. We decree and declare by the power of the Almighty God that it must die and go back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus, that it will no longer manifest. There will be life among the men and women. There will be love among the men and women. There will be peace in the home in the name of Jesus. That murdering spirit, even out of the mouths of those that have murdered others because of their tongue, will cease right now in the name of Jesus. It must cease in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare by the power of the Almighty God that you must dry up. We claim you right now that you no longer shall live and abide among the people and men and women of God, that there is unity in the present, and we see you right now that you are going back to the place where you belong in the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus is against you. You must go now. In the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, spirit of murder. Now, dry up. Now, cease. Now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we call out the spirit of divorce. That spirit of divorce has caused literally many homes to be broken up, many hearts to be hurt. Many children have bitterness in their heart because of their parents separating, because of their parents no longer in the family together. But we claim right now restoration in the home, and we call out that spirit of divorce to go now, that there will be love and unity in the marriage relationship, no longer this separation, and the righteousness of the Holy Spirit of God will abide in the homes and move in the home, and it shall be in them like a river of living water springing up, not only in the man and woman in that marriage family, but the children as well, in the name of Jesus. Let love begin to spread abroad in the home right now in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to spread in the name of Jesus. The blood. Hallelujah. It's the blood. Spirit of anorexis, I see you right now. Spirit of anorexis, young girl, you've been going through that stage for years. But right now, we call out that spirit and we command it in the name of Jesus that you have no power, that the power belongs to God. And because it belongs to God, we decree and declare the spirit of anorexia now to cease and dry up in the name of Jesus, that it shall go back to the dry places in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, we claim liberty upon the people of God. Liberty upon the people of God. No longer shall they fight that spirit, because by your stripes they are healed in the name of Jesus. Spirit of confusion has caused many jobs, many families, many loved ones to walk out of their relationship, to walk out of their business because of confusion in the midst, opening the ears of the gainsayers, listening to the voice of the enemy, the trickery of the enemy. But no longer shall we hear the words of confusion. We shall hear the word of love. We shall hear the word of hope. We shall hear the word of understanding in the name of Jesus. Let understanding fall in their presence right now. No longer shall confusion rise up in the midst of the men and women of God. No longer shall confusion rise up in the church that the enemy has brought to tear down the church. But now we speak in the name of Jesus. We speak unity in the church. We speak restoration in the church. We speak divine connection in the spirit of the Almighty God, that like the day of Pentecost, as the church and the members get on one accord, that they shall begin to speak in unknown tongue. They shall begin to lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Let the unity begin to rise up. Let the unity begin to rise up as they come together seeking your face in the name of Jesus. Let the congregation begin to seek your face and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Then you'll begin to heal the land. Hallelujah. Let healing begin to come in the midst of your people.
Hey, yo, AJ and Gwen, I got a church one for you. Come on, Billy.
Woo.
This praise is for everything the devil tried to throw your way. Every obstacle you had to climb over. For every friend that left you and turned their back on you. Don't worry. Just remember these three words. It is well.
Woo.
Turn your radio up right here. Come on, clergyman.
I've been through it all. I've been through it all.
Yeah, I have suffered.
I have suffered.
And friends, they let me down.
Friends have let me down.
Even loved ones.
Loved ones broke my heart.
But thank God I made it through.
Yet I conquered.
It's the part I like. Even when I failed. I'm so glad, ladies. Come on, fellas. It is well. Woo! If you believe that it is well in your life right now where you are, give God a praise and turn that radio up some more. Let's sing it again. I've been through it all. Come on, Stefan.
Friends have let me down.
Loved ones broke my heart.
almost lost my mind, but it is well. I may have lost your time, but it's still well. I may have lost some things, but didn't lose your life. And that is why I'm saying yes to me. Ooh, yeah. And I speak to you right here. Lift your voice and say, no matter what it is that's going wrong in your life, I believe that God is going to get in the middle. It is well.
Now let's do this one line of this hymn. Whatever. Thou has taught me to say. Fellas, I need you right here, say it.
That the Lord have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc. Along with
Pastor Gladys Smith, we invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. Yes, I tell God thank you because He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. He's the same God today that He will be forevermore. And I know that the Word of God says the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. But I tell God thank you because He has allowed me to see this day. So I give Him glory for seeing this day and knowing that He is the same God today that he was yesterday, the holy God, the righteous God, the almighty God, the God that created the heavens and the earth, knowing that he is the God that would never, ever change, and knowing that if he allowed me to see tomorrow, he will be the same God. Father God, we thank you for all things. I thank you for your son, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, dear God, clothed in our right mind. Father God, I thank you for encamping your angels round about your people, God, watching over them and watching over us as we slept, God. And Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I thank you for being the holy God. I thank you for being the God that never, ever changes. I thank you for being the God that would never, ever leave us or forsake us, dear God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that looks beyond our faults and see our needs, that we need you, God. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for how you moved in the name of Jesus. Father God, knowing that when we pray, when we say not my will, but thy will be done, God, I tell you, thank you for being the God that knows what we need. Father God, I ask that you bless our children and their children and their children, God. Father God, I ask that you move in the hospitals, God. Oh, Father God, in those and on those that are incarcerated, God, give them your mind and your heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to bless throughout the world, God. You know what's needed, God, and I ask you to move according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, bless your pastors, God. Oh, Father God, bless your apostles, bless your trustees, bless your evangelists, bless your prophets, bless your teachers, bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, your elders, God, bless in the name of Jesus, bless in the name of Jesus, your deaconesses, God. Father God, all of those that say that they love you and they're following you, God, I speak your blessings in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I lift up married couples to you, God. Oh, Father God, continue to bring them together, God, that you get all of the glory, God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Let them walk in righteousness, dear God, that they can be examples for others in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small. Oh, Father God, touch in our government, God. Give them your heart and your mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you to move, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not our will, but thy will be done, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. Thank you for being the God that we can come to at all times. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for another day that he has allowed us to see. I thank God for his son Jesus sitting on the right-hand side of the Father interceding and on our behalf. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost that groans on our behalf. He intercedes for us as well. And I tell God thank you for the triune. But I give God glory to know that they make one. We can't have one without the other. And I tell God thank you for just being the Almighty God. Being the God that you ever need to talk to somebody and can't get them on the phone. Sometimes you might text, you don't get a reply. But one thing that I do know is we can go to our Heavenly Father. Don't care where we are, how we are, and go to him in prayer, and he will come to our rescue. We can pour out our hearts because he already knows. And I want to encourage you to stand on the word of God and give him all of your glory. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We ask you to come and join us. If you don't have a church home, our doors are open. If you have a church home, your house of worship come first. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. On third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer at 12 o'clock. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. When you finish, you can leave or you may stay. We tell God thank you. And we still want to invite you to join us on the first and third Tuesdays. Pastor Micah Austin, the pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, has come on board to bring the word and do what God say on the first and third Tuesday. We invite you to listen in as the man of God give the word. I tell God thank you. And yours truly is here on second and fourth Tuesdays and on Thursdays. And we're getting ready to have a young woman to come forward and talk about her new book, and that's evangelist Kathy Kruder will be coming in the near future to talk about her new book, Overcomer by Your Testimony. And I look forward to her coming to join us as she tells us about her book and how God ordained that she write it. We ask you to be listening for that to come forward. And this is her second book that she has penned. And her first book was Higher Heights, Day Poems. And we ask you to get a copy of that. If you so desire, you can go to Amazon and get those books. But we thank God for the talents that God have given his people. And as you write and you go before God and use your talents that God have given unto you. But we thank God for all things that he is doing. As we come back on today, I love the word of God because it's the word of God that strengthens us. It's the word of God that leads and guides. It's the word of God that draws us closer unto our Heavenly Father. Because if we look at John 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. And I thank God for his son Jesus being in the beginning, even before he was manifested in spirit and in flesh. He was with his Heavenly Father. And I tell God thank you, because there's going to be days that you have to speak the Word of God to gain strength. It's going to be days that you have to speak the Word of God moving. And one thing that I find, that there is power in the word of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. As we come back on today, we're going to be talking about being doers of the word. And if we look at James 1, verse 22, the word said, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. I tell God thank you for the word of God, because when we are a doer of the word, it's more than just listening to the word. As we are doers of the word, we put that word in action. As we are doers of the word, and that's the word of God, it demonstrates that we are committed to doing things God's way, and we're going to be obedient to his word. We're not going to lean to our own understanding, but we're going to be obedient and do what God have ordained for us to do. And when we are doers of the word, you're going to find that you have an active prayer life. When you are a doer of the word, you're going to find that you give thanks for all things. One thing that I do know is that when I'm in the valley, I can give God thanks for what he is doing. When I'm on top of the mountain and I feel like everything is going okay, I'm still going to give God thanks for all that he is doing. As a doer of the word, you're going to find that even when you're going through your trials and your tests, you're going to rejoice and glorify God. And I tell God, thank you. When you are a doer of the word, you're going to find that you won't be anxious for nothing. See, the word of God tells us not to be anxious for anything. When you are a doer of the word, you find that you trust God. He tells us to put not your trust in man. So as we trust our Heavenly Father, we trust God, we are going to do what he say do. If he tells us to stand still, because we trust him and we got a relationship with him, we are going to stand still because he will not lead us astray. When we are doers of the word, and when you say doer, doer is an action word. And I tell God, thank you. We deny ourselves. And you're going to find that you can and you will forgive others. I tell God, thank you. When you are a doer of the word, you're going to give true love. When you are a doer of the word, you're going to speak truth. When you are a doer of the word and you are reading the word of God, you're going to find that you imitate God. You imitate his son, Jesus, and you imitate the Holy Ghost, because they're all pure. They're all clean. There is no sin within them. When you are a doer of the word, you're going to look after the poor. You're going to be going about your Father's business, giving the word of God. You're going to be encouraging others to give their life to the Lord. I didn't say you were going to be beating nobody up or putting nobody down, but you're going to encourage them to turn their lives over to God. When you are a doer of the word, you're going to find that, yeah, you go to church on Sunday, but you go to assemble yourselves to give God glory. You're not just going to be there out of tradition, but you're going with a purpose, and you're going looking for something from God. When you are a true doer of the word, you find that you have genuine faith and in obedience to God. Yes, you do. You don't just go. And I know there are things, been there, done that, that was tradition. But when I go to the house of God, I go looking for the move of God. I love coming together with other men and women of God that love God and that live for God. And you're going to find that when you are a doer of the word, and you go and you listen to the word of God that's coming forth, that you are not just listening to be there. You are not just there because you didn't want to stay at the house, but you had a purpose for coming to the house of God. The word of God tells us to fail not to assemble ourselves. I find that when we assemble ourselves, we can gain strength from each other. When you are a doer of the word, I tell God, thank you. You put that word in action when you are a doer of the word. If we look at Luke 11, verse 28, and the word of God says, but he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. When we look at keep it, that's meaning do it. You apply that word unto your life. I often use the scenario, I can remember when the Daily Inspiration came out book, and I would get it. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about me. And each day they would have a different scripture to read. And I would read that scripture and the explanation that came along with it. But where the problem was, I didn't do the word of God. I just read that word. But when I got an understanding and got a true relationship with God, and the old man died, and I became a new creature in Christ, and I read that word, and I went and go into the Bible, we have to apply that word until our lives. He tell us not to be hearers only. And I know there is not a verse that say reader only. There is not. But we have to do more than read the word. We have to live the word of God. And I tell God, thank you. As we live the word of God, we're putting that word into practice. And I tell God, thank you. That word becomes our life. As we live the word, we are doers of the word. You can see that word being manifested in our lives. Because you have become a new creature, and you have turned from your wicked ways, we turn unto God and we do things his way. The word of God let us know that we can't serve two masters at the same time. We're going to love one and hate the other. And I find that when you serve the true and living God, your purpose becomes to be a doer of the word. You become the person that shows the godliness that's in the word of God, the holiness that's in the word of God. I tell God, thank you. When you become a doer of the word and not a hearer only, you apply that word unto your life. You find that as you are a doer of the word, you're going to act on that word. I tell God, thank you for giving us wisdom and understanding. If you think that all you got to do is hear the word, that's not what God requires. His word let us know that we got to be doers of the word. And as we are doers of the word, we are putting that word into action. And you're going to find that when you are a doer of the word, you love God with your whole heart. You love him genuinely when you are a doer of the word. And you find that as you are a doer of the word, you're going to keep his word. You're going to be obedient to what he commands you to do. I tell God, thank you that I got wisdom and understanding. Yes, it's good to read it, and yes, it's good to hear it. But in order to be obedient to the word of God let us know we got to be doers of the word. If we look at John 14, verse 15, the word of God tells us, if ye love me, keep my commandments. If you truly love God, you're going to do what his word say to do. If you love God, you're going to do what the words say every day to the week. If you love God, you will keep his commandments. You will be obedient to him. If you love God and you are a doer of the word, you will do what the word of God say to do. If we look at 1 John 5, verse 2 and 3, the word of God said, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. When we love God with our whole heart, you find that you keep his commandments because you're going to love others as well as yourself. When you love God and you are a doer of his word, you're not just going to keep his word and do what he say on Sunday and Bible study and special occasion services, but you're going to do the word 7 days a week. I tell God, thank you, because there may be a time that you can't be in the house of God on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday. But because you are a doer of the word, you can speak life into someone else. You can encourage someone else. Gonna find that there are days that you have to speak the word unto yourself to encourage yourself. Gonna be days, God, that you're gonna have to bind up Satan in the name of Jesus. If Jesus had to bind up Satan, don't you know he's gonna come after you and you're gonna have to tell Satan, get thee behind me. You gotta get thee under my feet. Because see, when you become a doer of the word, you put that word in action. And I tell God, thank you for the word. For when you love God, you're going to do what he have called you to do. And as you keep his commandments and obedient to him, I get joy out of being obedient unto God. And when we are obedient unto God, babies, do you know you have victory? And I tell God, thank you. In God, we have victory when we are obedient and we are doers of the word. I tell God, thank you, that when we are doers of the word, God desire that we as his sons of God to follow Jesus. And as we follow him, and we follow the Father and the Holy Spirit, you're going to find that as a true disciple, you're going to obey God's words. You're going to stand on his word. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, because he loved us so much that he went on the cross for each and every one of us. You're going to find that when you love God with your whole heart, that you won't take down, that you will stand on the word of God. When you love God with your whole heart, you will be that doer of the word. You're going to love and love unconditionally when you love God and you are a doer of the word. Might be that today you have to provide for somebody, and you will provide out of love and kindness, because you can remember when you had a need, somebody provided unto you. And the word of God let us know that there are going to be days that we have to look out for other people. We have to provide for them. Why? Because we love God and we are doers of the word. You ever been in a situation where you had to call on the name of Jesus and he came to your rescue? He brought you through. Yeah, I have. Man didn't do it. God did it. And I tell God, thank you. When we are doers of the word, we're going to be obedient unto our Father. If we look at John 14, verses 23 and 24, it said that Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. As we love God, we're going to keep his word. We're going to be obedient. We must. We can't serve two masters. I can't serve Satan this morning and serve Jesus this afternoon. Can't serve Satan 6 days a week and serve God one day a week. I got to serve him every day. I got to love as he loves. And Jesus let us know that if a man love me, we're going to keep his words. And he's letting us know that our Heavenly Father love us also. He's letting us know that his Father and the Son, Jesus, will come and abode with us when we go in prayer. And we are praying to our Heavenly Father and to his Son, Jesus. They can come in the physical, but their spirits, yes, God, will come and abode. Yet it all I say, God, come, yea, God, and strengthen you in the name of Jesus. But you can't say that you love him and you don't do his word. He said that he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And his sayings is the word that his Father gave him. As we love God, we're going to be obedient. Jesus let him know that the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. And as sons of God, and we're going to give the word of God, and you're going to show the love of God. And as you give the word and you show the word of God, you're doing what our Heavenly Father have ordained that we do. And as we are obedient to him and do what the words say to do, we become true doers of the word and not just hearers only. When I look at the word of God, there are going to be days that you have to give it to yourself first. And you got to live that word first and foremost. You can't just hear it and move on, but you must put the word in action. I thank God for his Son Jesus loving us so much that he put his Father's word in action. And as he came to earth, he told us what his Father said, that we are to do. And as we are doers of the word, you're going to find that you grow in him. You can't just hear it. And he let us know that you can't just be a hearer only, but you must be a doer of the word. And you're going to find that as you are a doer of the word, that you're going to give God thanks for all that he does. You're going to find that as you are a doer of the word, you're going to have an active prayer life. Remember that scripture that say, pray without ceasing. As you love God and you are a doer of the word, you're going to keep God's promises. You're going to do what his word say to do. You're going to be active. You're going to do more than you did yesterday. Because, see, all you have is today. Because tomorrow may not be yours. When we come back again, we will continue to talk about being a doer of the word. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Pamela Crawford at this time.
He would keep. found me where I was. Reach down and pick me up to rescue me with love. So I call you faithful, faithful, grateful for your great love. And I can't thank you enough. Flung open wide, I no longer have to hide. And with love, you reach down and pick me up, release me from my chains, changing
amazed when you think about all you've done. Do I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship him now? Thank you, for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself?
Providing for me. One touch can change.